Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
No joke, I think I might have a cane sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
Welcome back to another edition of Zero Block 30. Today we have two rounds in the magazine. Round number one, we're going to talk about this cosmonaut. I came across this story this week. There's a cosmonaut, for those who aren't keeping score at home. That's a Russian astronaut. I don't know why they use a name. Can't we just have across the board globally either be cosmonauts or astronauts?
Mm-hmm. It needs to happen.
It does, because I'm sick of these synonyms. Just give me one about the space people. But one guy was in space whenever Russia was the USSR, and it turned into Russia whenever he was in space. And they kind of had to figure out what to do with him, and I was thinking that would be absolutely terrified. So we're going to get into that story. And round number two, maybe the most strange military story, and one that I cannot wrap around the most, and it involves an army captain and a lance corporal or PFC. Really, it's going to blow your mind if you haven't heard it and you're a military person. It might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard, legitimately, especially from an officer. Just a straight up lack of intelligence move. Like, it's it's just so bad. And we're going to do that today, and it's be sponsored by our good friends at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air and clean home, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe home security, the only home security system that I recommend. It's trusted by experts. Simply Safe was named the best home security for 2024 by U.S. News and Reports, and Newsweek awarded it the best customer service in home security. The system blankets your home with protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, flood, and so much more. I wish I would have had that installed in my house whenever I first bought it. That would have been sick. So I would have known right away that I had all kinds of flooding in the basement. Mm-hmm. That would have been great. They also have a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by a 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. So you get fast emergency response and dispatch when you need it the most. I mean, again, like if I had that flood, I think I would have been able to contact somebody to come and get it out faster, so I didn't have to replace baseboards and all that stuff. Flood can get so expensive, so you definitely want to make sure you opt for the moisture readers. Simply Safe professional monitoring agents can help you stop crime in real time by speaking to intruders through the wireless indoor camera, warning that they have been recorded and police are on their way. With no contact and a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try Simply Safe risk-free. If you don't absolutely love it, you can send that thing back for a full refund. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for $20, or 20% off when you sign up for the Fast Protect monitoring. Just give simplysafe.com/rundown. That's simplysafe.com/rundown. There's no safe like Simply Safe. And I would imagine you can also use simplysafe.com/zero. All right. So I want to start today. I saw a story. I bet you guys didn't think we were talking about Harry Styles.
But you know, I was going to bring did not.
Up. So
last time I talked about him, I got in big trouble on the internet.
Why?
Wait, why?
The video for Watermelon Sugar came out, and it's him eating watermelons and like cantaloupe. He's like, and I said, that guy looks like he can eat some puss.
Yeah.
And the Harry Styles fans online said, how dare you sexualize Harry Styles?
That's
you fucking
the, I mean, that's what the, that whole the whole meaning appeal? Of the song.
That's what I said. Anyway, I tweeted that tweet, went into labor with my first son. And by the time I checked my phone again, a day later, with a baby in my arms, about 10,000 ladies were saying, how dare you? How dare you sexualize that man? And I said, I still think he looks like he'd eat pussy.
He sexualizes himself in a big, big... You tell me Harry Styles doesn't fuck?
Go watch the way he chows down that watermelon and tell him you don't get a little moist in the britches.
Yeah, I'd get moist in the britches too. But, all right. Anyway, so go ahead. Before we talk about Harry Styles, right. I want to go back to military tie-in, okay, which I know you love, a good military tie-in. So whenever you guys were deployed, how stoked were you when letters would come or boot camp or anything like that where you couldn't talk to anybody? Were you stoked?
Super, super stoked. Yes.
Because you also had like, I remember you saying that your ex-husband used to draw explicit things.
Yeah. I once sent him a drawing of me as a stick figure with my hands. I was getting wheelbarrowed.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But as a stick figure.
The old wheelbarrow. What about you, Cons? Did you get pumped up?
No. Can't say never, that. Did.
You didn't get pumped up for letters?
Well, we're not talking about packet? Sexy.
Doesn't
letters.
Have to be okay. Sex. Not talking dildos or anal beads or anything like that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No. I mean, there were times where I was almost leveraging email as like an instant messenger. That's how glued to my email I was. And then you go out on a mission, you come back, you see your inbox. That was a great feeling. It was almost as good as the feeling you got when you got a package.
The package was unbelievable. Whenever it would come, one I got that had Simpson sheets, like after I came back and I like wasn't in the field really. I love those Simpson blankets.
Any creature comforts that got sent were very nice.
Brand new boots were a game changer having those things out there. Harry Styles, imagine if you were in boot camp. And I, honest to God, want to find a way to do this to somebody. This woman sent Harry Styles in 1 month 8,000 letters.
No, that's a lie. That's 8,000. Not possible.
No, she's going to prison for 15 months for harassment because she sent 8,000 letters. Now, I haven't sent anything in the regular postal service, like a letter or anything like that, in a long, long time. Do you guys, what's the price of a stamp? Do you know?
I don't know, because when I buy stamps, I just get the forever stamps and I always get a sheet of them. And honestly, I can't even think off the top of my head what those cost.
But she spent at least hundreds, I'm sure.
No. In England, it's so much more expensive. It's $1.15 or 115 pounds of whatever the fuck that is in England. It added up to 11,000 pounds. That she sent with this 8,000, like that's the equivalent of damn near 10 grand.
Yeah. Was it going to other parts of Europe? Is where was he?
It's going to like his manager's office. Like the PO box.
No, what I'm saying was the PO box on UK or was it?
Yeah. It was in England. Okay. Yeah. Where he's from. Okay. Yeah.
Damn. But I can see how postage would be more when you live on an island.
Yeah. But now I think about this. If we know, or if you're listening and you know somebody at boot camp, if you were able to automate, send people stuff where you like put it in AI, where you could just spam the shit out of somebody. If you told AI every send three letters a day and you're prepaying your stamps, send it to them to boot camp. Can you imagine what it would be like for that person at boot camp?
Well, there
that
got was like already
60 letters a day.
There was already women at boot camp who got roasted because their boyfriends or their best friend would write them too often. And the like, even if it was just like a few times a week, it's like, oh, good, blah, blah, blah. Like they would get shit on and roasted for even like the normal amount of mail arriving.
And I don't think you could do this now, but when I was there and they would send letters, you know, the drill instructors have the right to kind of look through, or they probably didn't have the right.
Right.
But they still look through your shit.
It's totally illegal, but they did it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they also weren't supposed to make us hang out in the washer and dryer, but that happened.
Yeah.
And they weren't supposed to put us in the trash can and act like that at the like on the hour that you were a cuckoo clock.
Yeah.
You pop up. Sir, the sign on time on deck is 1200 hours. That was a weird time. But they also would take pictures that like my girlfriend that would send, and they would put it up like on their little hut where the drill instructors were staying. They would put it up on the window. And so bathing suit pictures, whatever. If you got a picture, they were putting it up.
Well, we had two big dramas with that.
What?
At my boot camp. Sorry to cuck your story.
No.
Pardon me. One lady I was in boot camp with, married to a guy who was already a Marine. And this idiot sent her photos of them doing stuff together. Like actual photos.
Like sex stuff?
Yeah.
Like what are we talking?
Like
wheelbarrow?
Like a blow jibber. Blow jibber me timbers. And
a blow job.
Yeah. And she was one. Like, I'm sorry. I love how
Chaps had to clarify that. Like we didn't know what Kate was talking about.
Yeah. a brave gibbet? Two. Well,
that was.
Yeah.
We had the only time, because 4th Battalion was totally segregated at that time from the fellas. Except for certain events like swim qual, we ended up seeing, you know, passing by or whatever. Mm-hmm. And somehow one of the guys from this boot camp class passed and saw a girl from our boot camp class and was like in love with her and somehow figured out what her address was. So he, from his little boot camp thing on Sunday, sent her a letter over to our little barracks or whatever, and it made it there. And he was dumb enough to put his return boot camp address on it. So the drill instructors were like, this motherfucker. This weasel, it was a whole to do. Anyway,
good
cool
God.
Story
man.
By me.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what would happen if.
Yeah.
That, well,
she didn't get in out. Trouble because she did, but he did. And it was, but I
need to know how it goes down now, though, because obviously we're talking about a time gone by when writing handwritten letters was also on the decline, even when we were going through our different boot camps, but also. Pictures. People just don't print pictures really anymore. Maybe if you put something up in your house, but hard copy pictures aren't as prevalent as they were when we were going through boot camp. So I wonder if they revert back to
figures.
Well, I know for a fact that's the way that they still communicate at boot camp. Is there is no, you're not getting on email, you're not getting on anything like that.
Yeah.
At Marine Corps boot camp. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Sure at West Point, you aren't allowed to have your phone. You get it. Like 3 weeks in when there's, you know, a break and then you give it back to somebody. I don't think you even have your phone in the evenings.
So. Yeah, you're not allowed to have it at all, like the whole time, which I know is different from some other branches, but that's the way it goes down. One more thing before we get going with our show today. We have an event. Kate and I are in it. Khan's not because he's in New York, but we're having a film festival, Barstool Film Festival.
Yeah, Viva.
Where this week Kate and I were involved with two different teams, and we had to make a short movie that had to be, what was it, 12 minutes or less?
Yeah, it was a 48-hour film festival, and we were each given the wheel spun, and we were each given genre, a line that had to be said, like a choreographed dance or breaking the fourth wall or something like that. And then, like, I know we had to have real first responders in our movie. What was your thing? Did you have?
We had to have a talking animal.
A talking animal. And so you got your prompts. And as soon as we got our prompts, the film festival, the 48 hours began. So you got your prompts and you had to hit the ground running right away, from writing a script to shooting locations to getting talking animals and whatever. And that was it. And so that is, we're having our film festival. It's in the editing phase now, but this Friday,
yeah. Red carpet premiere.
Yeah. And it's all because of the movie Boy Kills World. Are we reading that as a
So yeah. Boy Kills World is going to start Bill Cosby
Skarsgård.
He's the boy,
very different Bill.
Yeah.
Very different movie. Yeah.
As a boy who is deaf and mute with a vibrant imagination, who is trained by a mysterious shaman to become an instrument of death after his family is murdered. Honest to God, that sounds like the books that I'm reading right now. Ooh. The boy's inner voice is voiced by the legendary actor H. John Benjamin, who has been in Archer and Bob's Burgers.
That's an iconic voice.
You seem like a big,
huge, but yeah. As soon as I saw the trailer for Boy Kills World, which is also effing awesome, I was like, oh my God, that's Bob's Burgers. That's cool.
Have either of you ever watched Archer?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That was also
yeah.
very good.
Archer's good. Archer's yeah. very good.
I was on the dozen team with Ebo, and his, his like specialty niche would be Archer, and he would get the most niche question, like what kind of candy bar was he eating in season 3 episode 2, and Ebo would be like Snickers.
Damn.
Like right away. It was crazy how much he knew. The film also stars Jessica Roth, who was in Happy Death Day, and Michelle Dockery, who was in Downton Abbey. I used to be a huge Downton Abbey head.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
I remember talking about it even on the show. Yeah. You were very dang into it.
I was. I actually love, that might be one of my favorite genres, is period pieces from like people with British accent. Mm-hmm. Anyways, they got Brett Gilman from Stranger Things and so much more, with production by Sam Raimi and Nora Lee. Boy Kills World is a must-see in theaters April 26th. Lean into the hardcore action and fun. Lots of inventive kills. Gamers will love this film. Some reviews have called the film a gleeful orgy of violence, an ultra-violent blast, and a high-speed or a high-octane extravaganza sure to, what does that say? I can't
satiate.
I can't read that. I need to make this bigger. Genre fans and delirious bloodlust. You're going to want to check that out. Watch the red band trailer and see Boy Kills World in theaters now. For real, it's so,
the trailer was cool.
The trailer is very cool, and you're going to love it. And you're also going to love the Viva Film Festival whenever that comes out. So make sure
the posters, we're recording this on Tuesday. The posters just dropped this afternoon.
Yeah.
They look like the real deal.
They do.
Very, very good. I'm always so blown away. I think, you know, people see
quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets their snores? Sleep Number does that. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Anything from Barstool, and they see the content that's on camera and how talented and funny and awesome our content folks are. And I don't know that the behind the scenes people who create things like these movie posters get enough credit for how talented they are. And it was just unbelievable to see.
Oh, yeah.
I would say our producers and like graphics people are more talented than the content people. Than
everybody. I know. So, it's crazy.
I mean, they're just the best.
Everybody behind the scenes has a legitimate skill set. Not to say that like being funny isn't a legitimate skill set, but they have like technical skill sets they could go and take and do anywhere for any company. That is really impressive.
Yep. Yes,
super cool. I can't wait to see it.
All right, let's get into the actual topic of the show. Kate, you want to walk us through this silly little cosmonaut?
Yeah, you've been on a heater with like things we didn't know, and it's been interesting learning some of this stuff. So May 18th, 1991, the Macarena was the hot song at the time. Okay.
I love that.
Cosmonaut Sergei Krikalev departed Earth for the Soviet space station Mir. While he was up there, the country that had sent him there ceased to exist, making Krikalev, for a few months at least, the last Soviet citizen. He was selected as a cosmonaut and spent years in training, working on everything from repair of the space station to conducting spacewalks. Unfortunately, his training didn't incorporate what to do when you're up in space and your country crumples and ceases to exist. His mission in 1991 would have been much more useful had he known what to do there. Trip started off badly. Spacecraft carrying him and two others approached Mir. Their targeting system failed, so they had to dock manually, with any wrong move being potentially fatal. I would have crumpled under pressure.
Oh,
for sure. We would have been big dead.
Me too.
One sneeze, one fart, you're dead forever.
Oh, a fart will kill you?
Keeping a cool head. I mean, if you fart hard enough, it'll jolt your body a little bit.
Yeah.
Or like, you laugh.
Your arm at it. Yeah.
Or one of the guys farts and they all start laughing. He's like, stop, for real. I got to dock.
Fart goofing in space would be amazing.
Did you guys know that 9% of all car accidents are caused by a sneeze?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Think about it. You always close your eyes when you sneeze. It's impossible to keep your eyes open.
Oh, if you have back pain when you sneeze, I jolt into the other lane. Oh, yeah. Crazy town.
Like when your ribs or your back hurts whenever you're,
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't be driving, but I do. Anyways, he kept a cool head. He docked in the British station. Plus, the first British astronaut Helen Sharman climbed aboard. Krigalev loved being on Mir, which was incredibly fortunate, as well as seeing Earth from the viewing port. He loved the sense of freedom which you experience in weightlessness and from not being in the Soviet Union, he told The Guardian in 2015. You feel like a bird that is able to fly. He performed his duties as normal, while below, the Soviet Union was struggle bussing. News did reach them on Mir, but it was sparse. So all he knows, he's up there. Every now and then, they're getting a little blip and like, hey, shit's not going well back home. Shit's not going well back home. And then radio silence.
And that's why I wanted to talk about this. Just imagining that situation is horrifying. Like, if you were to do that, I mean, because even if you're like military deployment and they tell you you're getting extended, like there are so many times when we were supposed to go home and the dust wasn't right to get us on a helicopter and move us to a different place where you're in a bigger airfield. Adding 2 or 3 days to your deployment is torture. It feels like torture because your mind is so ready to go. This dude had been in space for 4 months. He was supposed to be in space for 4 months. And then you hear that your country is collapsing. And like right now, whenever Mark Kelly, who's been on the show, and his brother Scott Kelly, who is a senator, it might be vice versa. I don't remember. They're twins.
They look the same. So yeah, either way, it's twins. Okay.
So whenever he was up there, he would talk about being able to essentially FaceTime. Obviously, it wasn't FaceTime, but talk to his spouse face-to-face, talk to command and control face-to-face. This wasn't that. From what I understand about reading this story is the communications that came, it came through a satellite in like the matrix codes. That's like 1 and 0.
Oh God.
And they had to put it into their computer system. And then it would print out what the message actually was.
Oh God.
So you're getting line by line. Do you remember what it was like whenever you were on Napster or LimeWire?
Yeah.
You're like, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, and you see Crash Into Me by Dave Matthews downloading, but it takes fucking 8 hours.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that, but you're reading, because it's a printout, like an old school printer.
Yep.
So it's coming out, and you're able to read it as it's coming out and being like, hey, actually, you're going to have to stay in space for a shit ton longer than you thought. And then you have to wait for the rest of it to print out before you know. Talk about bated breath.
Well, I think, too, this is interesting. You'd think the people on the ground were more worried about their cosmonaut up in space. But he was saying, I was doing my job and was more worried about those on the ground, our families and friends. We had everything we needed. So he's like, in this case, I was actually good. And my family back home was the one probably struggling with all this crazy political shit going on.
I think that's a lie. I think that's just a flat out lie. There is no chance. You're one of like 4 people that are stuck in space and you're like, damn, I hope that they're okay. I think you're thinking about yourself.
I don't know.
More so.
So like, think about like, I was fortunate. I didn't have anything catastrophic happen while I was deployed, but imagine something happens to a family member or something with your home and you can't react to it immediately. The helplessness that you would feel. I think that's what he's describing.
Oh yeah, definitely. And yeah, I think astronauts are also built different.
That's absolutely true.
They're built slightly different than
to want to go into space. Yeah,
they're a lot stronger mentally than I am, for sure. I'd be like, I'd jump out the door if you're like, I just gotta go hang out.
Well,
you'd
anyway,
be like that dude who did the Red Bull jump a few years ago. Like,
Well,
he's 222 miles up above his family and everything that's going on. So with Kazakhstan, among others, pushing for independence. Wow.
Independence.
Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev announced that Kazakh cosmonaut would replace Krikalev once his mission was over in order to appease the government.
I didn't know a single astronaut was from Kazakhstan.
Me neither. Well, however, since no one in Kazakhstan was trained as an astronaut, there you go. This would mean Krikalev would have to remain in space until Kazakhstan was able to train an astronaut, which I believe takes a hot minute.
And I'm just going to say, this guy stuck up there with 2 newbies.
Yeah.
He's with the British astronaut who was the first one for the Brits. And now he's with the first one. If my country gets shut down, I want to be there with some experience. Send Buzz up.
And
I need to be hanging out with
Buzz. Speak your language, too.
Right. Yeah.
Though not as much was known about the effects of extended stays in space, Krikalev was aware of some of the risks of staying on Mir too long. Do I have enough strength? Will I be able to readjust for this longer stay to complete the program? Naturally, at one point, I had my doubts. In October, several of his colleagues departed at the end of their four-month mission. With nobody else having enough experience to remain on the station alone, and the Soviets unable to afford to send another cosmonaut, Krikalev stayed up there to keep Mir going, circling Earth for much longer than anticipated.
Unfortunately, that was way before GoFundMes.
Yeah, he couldn't get one going to get him back down.
I bet if that happened now, there'd be so much money because so many people would be invested in
getting
that.
Him out of space. Yeah.
Like out. Tens of millions of dollars, right?
Also, not to mention, you know, if their relationship, obviously, we were just coming out of, you know, them being the Soviet Union and not being the best of friends to the United States. A different time, you know, maybe we send one of our guys up there to go get that person and rescue him. Kind of like in Armageddon when we linked up with that cosmonaut.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. Well, I guess when I first started reading about this story, it's weird that we have. Russia is still an adversary, you know, like they're one, I would say they're one of our top three or four adversaries that we have. Mm-hmm. We still continue to work with them like in space.
When it comes to science, I think scientists are so horny for knowledge that they just don't care. They don't see borders.
Yep.
They're like, you got some cool nuggets of info.
But it still has to be funded by the countries. Like, I'm surprised that they're working together in ways like that.
Well, this is even more impressive. I didn't know what their living conditions were on this space station. Small, claustrophobic, 222 miles above the Earth. It was described as a death trap held together with baling wire, duct tape, and healthy doses of WD-40. It was also so described as a derelict lemon in terms of things. Yeah, I had no idea.
Call me a pansy. Can't imagine going into space in something held together by duct tape.
See, that's why I think the guy's a liar. We didn't know about that in this earlier. We were talking about that. We do now. Do you change your opinion if you're up in space, International Space System station, and you have no idea whenever you're going to get back, and you look and you're like, oh, we got some WD-40, some baling wire, and some duct tape. Got to think, keep this thing together. 222 miles above Earth.
I have nothing to say about that in case duct tape, baling wire, or WD-40 would like to sponsor us.
Oh, yeah. Gorilla tape.
I could use some WD-40. I don't have any right now in the house. I could definitely use it.
Anyway, 1991, December 25th, the Soviet Union finally does collapse.
Christmas.
And so
damn.
Now there's even less money for a mission that would relieve Krikalev of his duties. If all else failed, there would be the Soyuz capsule that could be used to escape, though this would mean sacrificing the space station. With nobody to operate and repair it, that would be the end of Mir. And also, I wouldn't trust that capsule worth a goddamn.
Oh,
I wouldn't trust that worth a fucking damn.
There's other articles, because I looked up different types of other astronauts that got stuck or fucked up there. One dude, I think he was Dutch. He was out there on the wire. You know, when you're just kind of hanging out in space, mm-hmm. you have your little spacesuit on. When he was out on like the wing of the space station, the water cooling system broke. Like there was somehow a pinch happened and the water started to come out into his suit. And there was so much that it started to go into his helmet. And he was like, mayday, mayday. But his suit was fucked up. So they eventually saw, one of the astronauts happened to see that he had water inside his mask. And they pulled him by the rope against like what you're supposed to do, pulled him by the rope, and he would have drowned in space.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
There's so much shit that happens in space that we don't know about.
Yeah. Hard pass. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the strongest argument was economic because this allows them to save resources here, Krikalev said while still on Mir. They say it's tough for me, not really good for my health, but now the country is in such difficulty. The chance to save money is the top priority. Oh, woof. Deals were struck between America and Russia, gaining the funding needed to send more cosmonauts and astronauts into orbit.
Oh, we did have a GoFundMe.
3 months later, on March 25th, having spent a record 311 consecutive days in space, holy shit, Krikalev finally returned to Earth. When he left, he had been a citizen of a state that now no longer existed, earning him the nickname the last Soviet citizen.
And think about that, too, because you're in space. Remember in COVID when you couldn't like really hang out with anybody else at the, especially at the very beginning when you're locked in, where Kate had dildos all over her apartment doing videos
for fun. Oh, yeah, no.
Just for, oh, just, oh man, God, broken damn. Back sneeze.
Oh,
oh, her face is so, she might have snapped a vertebrae.
Nope. Oh no.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on. Sorry.
I don't remember what I was saying. What was I saying, Cons?
All right.
Oh, yeah. COVID.
Oh, I was in my apartment.
Yeah. So you have dildos in your apartment.
Yeah.
Kate was in her apartment that had a shower curtain for a door.
Yeah. She was doing all kinds of stuff like that. She was going outside and cheering on the nurses and the first responders every night.
I really did drink the Kool-Aid. I look back now and I'm like, ew.
Me too. I had my house. Yeah. I had multiple pallets worth of food from Costco that were sitting out there. Things were different. But you had the entirety of the internet. You were still able to talk to all your friends. You were still able to go on Zoom and do things like that. These fuckers, he didn't have that. He was up there.
To pass the time.
Oh, I bet he's got one of the strongest bank banks you could ever imagine.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they're doing that with Mary Poppins up there, too?
Yeah.
Well, he was alone for a minute, right? It sounds like.
I don't know. I think there was always at least two other people. But if you're in there, how do you, like, what do you do? Because eventually your body's got to get that poison out. We're talking wet dreams in space.
Actually, John Rich, who we work with, had a very strange tweet the other day about how he had a nightmare and had a wet dream.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing sexy. Nightmare. Creamed his pants in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's usually called the murder boner.
I went to Google it, and it turns out you can just bloop for no reason. And that's a thing. And they say it's your body's system doing like a quick check. If you haven't in a minute, you're just going to come.
Anyway.
Pardon me for
Zero Block 30 is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore a social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up right after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? This is perfect right after this.
Well, okay.
Right? Yeah. And what do you do to recharge? Maybe you thrive around people and maybe you need some alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build social life that doesn't drain your battery. I need to make this bigger. I loved using BetterHelp, and one of my favorite things is my mom used it right after her husband passed away. She wanted to go to therapy but didn't know how to do it, so we hooked her up with some BetterHelp, and it actually ended up working for her, helped her through some of that trauma. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/zero today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/zero. All right, let's move.
Well, we never really finished quickly. The story of this guy.
Yeah. Oh.
Well,
you left him up in space.
Oh, okay, keep going.
Okay, well, he ended up spending almost a year in space, gets home, straight back to training, goes right back up to space. All total, 803 days in space this guy did.
Go ahead, Cons.
I was all right. Number one, this guy's wired very weirdly to get back and then decide. Yes, he's just got to go right back. And my question to you guys, 331 days in space, you come back down. What is the first thing that you're doing? And don't say, you know, alone time with your spouse, whatever. Like, what's an activity or something that you're doing?
Oh, something that really gets the old blood flowing. I mean, I honest to God might, because I assume that it's like a deployment. Especially if you're a single astronaut, you're going to have money to burn.
You're going to Chili's.
I might go to Chili's. And then after that, no, I'm going to go to Chili's after. So I'm going to start. I'm going to go to the most expensive golf course that I can find.
Yeah.
And hang out, drink some transfusions before the round. Mm-hmm. Go out there, have like a cigar, or in my case, like a little joint blunt, and just ride around on the golf course. And have a fantastic time in probably Pebble Beach. That's probably where I would try to go play.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm probably going to walk. I'm not going to ride in a cart just because I haven't walked in 331 days. But I would probably try
to. You might have atrophy.
Okay. But no better way to get back on the horse than just to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I might also try to find just like a full-blown spa golf experience so I can just go there and just take care of myself in every which way.
That sounds good. And plus, you want to be out in nature. I feel like golf is a good answer, actually. I feel like that's a good answer.
What about you, Kathy?
I'm getting wheelbarrowed and going to Chili's. Going to Chili's second. You don't want to do Chili's first and then get...
No, absolutely. Especially if you give the quesadilla explosion salad.
I'm going to speak on that for a second here. Okay.
Back blown out or Chili's?
Yeah.
I also feel like, you know how back in the day, plans for New Year's would always get really built up and then New Year's always ended up sucking because it got overhyped?
Yeah.
I mean, that's still the case, but yeah.
I feel like this is a message to the troops who are deploying, who have sexual partners. You're away for a while. You start to build it up in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're a usual missionary. 3 months into deployment, you're picturing yourself. You're a steed. You're galloping into Pound Town. You're like, whatever, Johnny Sins. You build it up in your head.
Or Kate Owen Gray.
Or Owen Gray, God bless. You're writing messages to your partner. You're like, we are going to fucking crush it when we get together again. It's going to be sick. And then guess what? You get home. You're so excited to see him, but you have a bunch of Chili's and a bunch of Bud Heavies. And then it don't go the way you think it's going to go.
And,
it's a mess. It's
and
a
I
mess.
Also think that if you are a person that has semen, I feel like you got to take care of yourself before you go home.
Yes.
I feel like you need to immediately go into the bathroom at like, be like, hey, babe, give them a kiss.
Your
whatever.
Family's waiting. You're getting off the bus. Say, I'll be right there.
Yeah. You got to be like, oh, I got
to check off somewhere. Very
yeah.
Quick.
I got to go to the bathroom. I've been on this plane for a long time situation. Because if you go in, let's say it, if you go in raw, you're fucked, but you're only fucked for about 20 seconds.
But I think also during the deployment, you should be sending letters to each other like, hey, so excited to get home and have okay-ish sex with you.
Yeah. Be like our first time.
Can't wait to fake it with you again.
All right, let's move on to round number two. What do we got here, Kate?
All right, a former Army officer has relinquished his captain's bars to enlist in the Marine Corps. Take that,
what
Connor.
An idiot.
Take that, Captain Cons.
This dude, that might be the whole story, Kate.
Like, yeah.
That might be all we really need to cover because this guy, he had been out for a little while. He went into the Army and he was doing like logistics. He was doing things like that.
As an officer.
As an officer. And a captain. Like, mm-hmm. Cons, how long does it take you in the 5 years, 4 years to get captain?
Three.
Three?
And this is a dumb question. About how much a year does a captain in the Army make these days? Like, what's a year?
This is public records. I have no idea.
Like, civilian equivalent, right? Like, I think the civilian equivalent, because I know as...
Like 70 or 80K?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Because a staff sergeant, when I was last in 9 years duty time and staff sergeant pay, the civilian equivalent was about $60,000.
Well, so re-enlisting in the Marine Corps as an enlisted, this guy's taking about a 20 grand.
Oh, okay. No. That was me as a staff sergeant. He, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, it doesn't matter if you're a four-star general with a different branch of service. If you come over to the Marine Corps, the highest you will start out is a Lance Corporal.
Oh, yeah.
Does not matter if you're I had a former Sergeant First Class that was in my boot camp class. He had ribbons. He had medals. He had more ribbons and medals than our drill instructors did. And he graduated as a Lance Corporal.
That's what he'll be making, what, like 45 grand a year?
I would say probably 35, 40. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's taking like at least a 20 grand pay cut. Anyway, I was in kind of a point in my life in the Army where I didn't feel really fulfilled, said Nicholas Brooklier. So it was either get out and go to the civilian world. And to be honest, I did not want to do that. I felt like my time in service wasn't over. I just felt like I needed a change in my environment.
Just get a change in MOS, dude. Like if you want to go, because he signs up, spoiler alert, he signs up for the infantry. So he goes to Marine Corps boot camp and then he's got to go follow on SOI, with that time that he did, 13 weeks plus six, I believe it is, for them. So you're looking at 19 weeks. If he went 19 weeks, he could have applied for a different MOS in the Army. There's all kinds of different, he could have gone to any other branch of service except for the Marine Corps and kept his commission.
I will say, though, his goal is to become an officer again, and it'll take him a year or whatever.
That's like the story of the guy recently who was a millionaire and decided, I'm going to empty my bank account, become homeless, and become a millionaire again, and he didn't do it.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
It almost seems to me a little pompous. Like, I'm going to show you, you know, this is easy. I can just do this all over again. And I think it totally discounts. I think it's a little bit insulting to both sides, both anybody with a commission as well as the enlisted folks.
I get, though, as someone who cuts kitchen scissor bangs when I need something to be drastically different and it doesn't always make sense and it maybe sets me backwards look-wise a little bit, but then it starts to grow out and I'm like, ooh, who is she? I kind of have a few weeks while I'm like, oh, maybe I am a little hot. So,
yeah, that's,
I'm sorry, I don't,
that's
mean
what
thing.
This is a similar thing.
Yeah,
this
very much the same.
This is his kitchen scissor bangs and I respect it.
Yeah, I do too. But let me say this, yeah. Cons, because he says that he's trying to work up, become a officer in the Marine Corps. Well, you have to do boards. And if I was on a board for somebody trying to do a Mustang program, which is what we call it from enlisted to officer, there is no chance in hell I accept this guy.
Why? What
I just fuck? Absolutely would not, because I would not have any faith in his judgment.
Why?
Just wouldn't.
There's a huge paragraph here about other, including Special Forces Medal of Honor recipient, Master Sergeant Early Plumley.
Master Sergeant went from enlisted to enlisted. Officer. And whenever you're in that, you have to start over as a Lance Corporal, but your time in service still matters. So if you're a Lance Corporal, then you go Lance Corporal, Corporal, Sergeant is like right away if you have been in that. So in about a year and a half, 2 years, you could be a sergeant.
I'm just saying, like, I get, say you work corporate at Amazon and you fucking hate it. And but you switch. There's another big logistics delivery company that has like a different culture that you're like, actually, I like the military vibe or I like the whatever vibe, but I prefer that culture. And I think I'd be a better fit there. I think it would be okay to go work over there if you think you're a better fit for that culture. So, the Marine Corps culture is better than the Army culture. So
I think also, though, too, like, and I'm totally speculating. I don't know if this guy thinks this way or not. When you reach captain in the Army and you get a command, beyond a command, until you get a command again as a battalion commander, you're doing a bunch of staff positions. You're working in the S3 shop. You're in the S1. You're in one of the, you know, the S shops. You're doing a lot of paperwork. You're sitting in a lot of briefings. You're putting together a bunch of PowerPoints. It can be kind of crappy. So maybe he thinks to himself, all right, well, I'll
that
go be enlisted.
Crappy, though? I mean.
Well, exactly. Let me just go do something where I don't have to think anymore and I just have to take orders. But to your point, Chaps, I think that's just way too myopic. And I wouldn't trust his judgment either, because also, the military, as we know, just by the nature of having a rank structure, you are essentially encouraged as you stay in to advance in your career and gain rank. No one says like, oh, I'm captain. I'm all set to stay at captain for the next, you know, 14 years until I can retire. So you're all seen as kind of like a crappy person if you're content to stay at that rank.
Because let's think, it's not going to be perfect situation. Like, I could see if you went to work and you had, like, HR and you had all that shit. This dude's going to be a PFC or Lance Corporal, and he's going to come across a Marine sergeant that doesn't care and wants to make, like, a point because this guy used to be a captain. You're going to go from being a captain where the entirety of the whole U.S. DOD system has to salute you, to where nobody does, and you're saluting everybody at that point. A corporal, a sergeant, a staff sergeant normally would talk to, not a staff sergeant, but normally a corporal or sergeant's going to stand for parade rest for you. And now you're standing at parade rest talking to a corporal on E4.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Maybe this guy is one of the most prolific dick drawlers of all time.
No, yeah.
And he hasn't been able to, and now he'll be able to. Maybe he is a great smoke pit conversationalist, and he hasn't been able to, and now he'll be able to.
I also wouldn't have accepted him to enlist.
Maybe he's really good at sexual harassment. Hasn't been able to. Now fair. He'll be able to.
Fair.
Jesus.
Fair.
No, but the other thing, Chaps, kind of what you were saying, when you make the jump from first lieutenant to captain, the level of respect that you get from strangers that you come across on post is immense, right? Because they don't know if you've been a captain for 2 days or 3 to 4, maybe 5 years.
If you were enlisted first.
Or if you were enlisted and maybe you were a Mustang. So captain is a very different world than a lieutenant, because lieutenant, you still get looked on like, he or she is pretty new and they don't know what the hell they're doing, even as a first lieutenant. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So to then decide to go the opposite direction and become a Lance Corporal, forget it. I'm not doing that. I'm not, you know, suffering at the hands of some, you know, E6 in the Marines who wants to make a point of me. No, thanks.
Yeah. And you're dealing with, I mean, to me, it's like the equivalent of being a top level sous chef as a captain. And then now you're going back down to be a busboy.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have essentially the same responsibilities.
Listen, and listen, I applaud this guy for saying, like, I got out and I didn't feel fulfilled. I know plenty of people who got out and went back or found another way to serve. That is admirable. And I get that, and wanting to continue to serve your country. I need to understand what this guy is thinking in his head, though, to make this move.
I disagree with you guys. I find this dude to just be stupid. Like, I do.
It's as simple as that.
I mean, if somebody knows this dude, I would love to talk to him and be like, why are you dumb? Like, why would you do that? Like, I love the Marine Corps more than anybody, you know, like, or as much as anybody. But there is no chance in hell. And if you hate it, find the Coast Guard, find the Air Force, find any other branch. But dude, enlisting in the Marine Corps after you're a captain is
then
just
you get the
next
Marine Corps
level.
Ball. Maybe he looks good in dress blues. You never know.
Probably not.
All I can say is good luck, sir. I mean, fucking boot ass bitch now.
Oh, yeah. I'd be seeking him out. I'd be seeking him out. I'd make his life miserable, because he could have had, what's that show? I think it's like, I don't want your life. Like,
oh, Varsity Blues.
Yeah. He's basically telling all other high ranking Army officers, I don't want your life. And then looking over and being like, oh yeah, those dudes and ladies buffing the decks every Thursday, I got to get in on that.
Now he will see someone covered in whipped cream, but it's going to be a dude.
Oh yeah.
In the barracks.
Yeah. With super long pubes.
Big time. Well,
yeah. All right, this show is also brought to you by our friends at Topspin 2K. Are you guys gamers at all? No?
I'm trying to get my toe into it. Pat has a couple games that he's got me into, so I could definitely be into.
I went and played it for a few minutes earlier today.
Addicting. Mm.
I haven't had that much fun playing tennis. And spoiler alert, did you guys know I played tennis in high school?
No. You and Lindsay.
I did know that.
Yeah, I was the number one seed in our entire little district. And now I can't play at all. It's weird. Like, I've lost all athletic ability, essentially.
But now you can play again.
Yeah. The golf is my only thing. Yeah. So we have Topspin 2K, which is my favorite tennis game since the Wii. Remember the Wii?
Yeah.
That was? This is so much better, because this is very realistic. It has the authenticity of pros from Serena Williams to Federer to Alcaraz to Osaka. And all four Grand Slams, a deeper my career and my player experience for the top brands, and a tennis apparel and equipment. It's the most accessible and fun sport. It's easy to pick up and play with basic controls, offering the gameplay mechanics for a hardcore player. It's got the McEnroe VO. Top Spin Academy provides the tutorials for players of all experience levels. Some sports games are so hard for me to get into, because you have to play all kinds of buttons. I'm more of just a couple buttons guy. If anything, if there's more than a couple buttons, if I have to push several buttons at the same time, it's not going to go well. And you could play it on pretty simple levels. I was having a good time. It's also a truly social sports experience. Local and online multiplayer offerings, including the World Tour and a 2K Tour with ranked and unranked matchmaking, leaderboards, and daily, weekly, and monthly challenges. You can personalize your My Player, create a My Player that's tailored to your play style, and define your look on the court with a wide range of customization options. You can fine-tune your attributes and earn new coaches, new fittings, and gear from Adidas, Head, Lacoste, and New Balance. Is that how you say Lacoste?
Yes, that's exactly how you say it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck yeah. Nike, Wilson, and so much more. Pick up the Deluxe and Grand Slam edition today by going to topspin.2k.com. You're going to love the game. It's very, very fun. All right, let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Cons, what do you got?
So first of all, we were talking about that cosmonaut. You guys seen the movie The Martian?
Oh, yeah. Read the book.
Love that movie. It's so, so good. So good.
Well, I didn't read it. I listened to the audiobook because there's way too many science terms, and I would never get those. So I had to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will tell you, I'm reading a book right now that has a lot of French in it, and I am functional in French, but not so much that I want to be reading it.
And it's functional in French. I had no idea.
Le petit fromage.
Oh, let's know.
It's taken longer than I'd like, but anyway. If I never see another Allen wrench again in my life, it'll be too soon.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, basically every piece of furniture, with the exception of our bed, I've put together, and it's always the Allen wrench. It's always the damn Allen wrench. And my
people don't talk about how that hurts after a while.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And like even I
even
went to and got my own like Allen wrench key thinking like that would help. Not really. Cause it's like still awkward and you got to use the one that they gave it. I don't know. I just hate the Allen wrenches and I'm tired of putting together furniture and we're almost done furnishing the house, but I don't want to see another Allen wrench for as long as I live.
Yeah.
And then my last problem that I'm dealing with right now, and this is a first world problem. All right. I'm recognizing that. So my clothes hamper is in my bedroom. My washer and dryer is in my basement. I have found myself doing laundry so much less than when I had to bring my basket 6 feet to my washer and dryer. Like I think the height of luxury now, I used to think like, oh, if you got a cool bar in your basement or if you have a pool with a great outdoor setting. No, luxury to me now would be a washer and dryer in your third floor or wherever your living space is. So you don't have to go down to the laundry.
Yes.
I just put it off. Laundry for me now has become a multi-day event. First of all, I let the laundry get to the brim. Okay. Then I bring it down. I put it in the wash. More often than not, because I'm not passing it, I forget that I did it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you got mildew.
Maybe I'll get to it. Maybe I'll get to it that night. More often than not, I'll remember the next day. Okay. So then I put it in the dryer. Then I got to let it dry. Then again, I forget about it. Then I bring it upstairs. And then it just sits in the basket.
And everything's wrinkled
away, and it's so wrinkled. Laundry has become like a week-long ordeal for me, and I hate myself for it because really what it comes down to, this just boils down to me being lazy and trying to train my brain on a new habit, and I'm just not there yet, and laundry is suffering right now for me.
Also, if you're a fucking dude that went from a captain to a Lance Corporal, I'm never going to forget talking about this. You're doing what Khan says. Like, you're going from having it decently easy.
Yeah.
To you're doing the fucking police call walks. And you're putting brass all in your cargo pockets when before you were hanging out with sunglasses on chilling while everybody else did it.
See, some of us are meant for Charlie work. I don't know if you always watch It's Always Sunny. Somebody's going to clean the bar shitter. And some of us, give me a task. I'll go clean the bar shitter and I'll be pretty pumped about it as long as I have a good song going.
Okay.
I feel like
you are getting back into music.
I am getting back into music again.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
I will say, though, there was something nice. Listen, I was never afraid to get my hands dirty with my soldiers, but I'll be the first to admit there was something really nice about rolling up to our trucks before we'd go outside the wire and everything just being ready to go. And my one soldier, here's your remote, sir. It's on the right channel, or radio. It's on the right channel, ready to rock. You're good to go. And just step in and go versus the hour worth of PCCs, PCIs.
Loading up the water, loading yes. up everything, like all yes. that bullshit. Sorry.
That's something that we don't talk enough yeah. about. No, you're right. You guys had coolers that you would load up when mm-hmm. you go outside the wire, right? Because mm-hmm. who knows how long you'd be out there. You need water. Maybe you bring some MREs. Maybe you bring something from the chow hall. I don't know. But a lot, you don't just get in the truck and go. There's a lot that goes into going on a mission. So anyway, that's where I'm at right now. I don't yeah. want to go back to being a Lance Corporal.
No, me either.
You won't catch me joining the Marines.
No, me either. I'm done with that shit.
That's what I was meant for.
You wouldn't get accepted at MEPS now for sure.
Oh God, no. No, I could never go back. They would never take
me. They'd go in and
war
be like,
would have to be like desperate. Her grinder levels.
Her legs are strong, but her back is crooked as a salamander.
Indeed. That's true.
Anything, Kate?
I'll talk about it later today. I'm tracking hard on this Marine Corps cruise. I've talked about it on here before. I'm really tracking on it. I might have to go.
You went to the party at that the mansion before the few
oh,
times.
Yeah.
The Veterans Day party. Yeah. Veterans Day blowjob party. Maybe the next
you
thing. Because it sounds like this is shaping up to be similar.
Yeah, I think this is basically a pineapple kind of cruise.
Yeah.
Where probably. Everybody's just swinging.
There's a mix of people who have that vibe and then old timers who are excited for camaraderie. And I'm like, uh-oh, you're not prepared for what's going to happen on this cruise. Mm-mm. But people are kind of using the Facebook page like a dating site.
Oh, yeah. I've been on one cruise in my life. That was enough. I'm not a cruise guy.
No.
I feel like this is the one for me.
I feel like cruises for white trash.
I agree. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but yes.
If your ideal vacation is a cruise, you're garbage.
Content-wise, I'm looking at the website. This is a real... Do you think Barstool would spring $1,000 for me?
Yeah.
To go on this
That's
path?
Big cat.
It's only $1,000? Yeah. They don't give you that out of his ashtray.
Yeah, that's like a... not even a unit for them betting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go on this cruise. Anyway, yeah. Do I have anything else? Have I mentioned my pubes yet?
No, yeah. You want to get back into that?
No pun intended.
Just goof it on you. No, I don't think that's it. That's it.
All right. I finished up longest book series I've ever read. 8 book mm-hmm. series.
Oof.
Narnia?
No. The Vikings Potter? Book. Yeah, oh, the yeah. Vikings book. Oh, I have read Harry Potter too. Oh, that's only 7
Did
books.
You start watching Shogun yet, you guys?
I want to. I haven't Oof. Got into it. I don't ever watch TV anymore.
Me neither. But when I was traveling, anyway. My son walked in during the, you'll know when you see it, the cauldron boiling scene. He's going to have to use BetterHelp.
And about the Vikings book, the reason why I bring that up, I would have loved being a Viking.
I don't think so. You're, I'll say it, a little bougie.
Well, now, 25 me? Come on. Not bougie at all at 25.
Okay, fair.
Like my younger days. I mean, just because of the things that they talk about. They have these little say axes, and this one dude, he puts it into the shield wall and will rip it back. And then it'll talk about taking another axe and just slam it into somebody's face.
Okay.
And then you don't have to worry about it. Like, based on your religion, you embrace death because you get to go to Valhalla.
Okay.
Like, and you don't even care if you die because most of them didn't have, like, families that they went back to. Right. Like, so they were just like, I'm going to die with an axe in my hand and then go to Valhalla and fight every day for the rest of eternity until I'm needed at Ragnarok.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
And Ragnarok had a washer dryer, same level.
It did. Yeah, yes. Very much so.
Yes, it did.
But going all around the Nordic area in the wintertime in the 800s would not be a great time.
No. Being on a ship before using the stars. Sorry, we're all
Yeah, I don't
die.
Know how they did that. No. And I was telling Kate, one of my most I got yelled at and hazed for in the Marine Corps was at boot camp. And it was super cold. Well, cold for me. It was February in South Carolina, but we're right on the water. It's super humid and wet, windy. And I think wet, windy, cold in the South, except for the days that it was like negative 30, way colder than up here. Like those cold days were terrible. And you're out there holding your rifle at port arms and you're standing there at port arms forever. You're not wearing gloves. You're not doing anything, and your hands are straight up out your pockets. I went back in. We went to the head bathroom for those keeping score at home. We went to the head, and I turned on the water, but I used the hot water, and the steam started to come up, like, in the bathroom, and the drill instructor came up and was like, oh, our little hands fucking cold. Mm-hmm. Our little dick skinners cold. And then I got warmed up. I got warmed up.
That you did on the quarter deck, right there on the quarter deck.
Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah, oh, builds character, though.
Mm-hmm. Using warm water, mm-hmm. you fucking pussy.
And that's what that captain is going through.
Yeah.
Right. What are you doing, my guy? What are you doing?
You're getting ran into the chow hole, having to eat in 3 minutes and getting the fuck out and then running everywhere you're going. He's doing sand cookies. He's doing all that.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
As the official golf cart of the Barstool Classic, Easy Go golf carts are built to perform. Built to outlast. And built for a smooth ride, even in the deepest rough. Whether you're on the course or out on the town, with Easy Go, it's good to go. For a limited time, request a quote with code BARSTOOL to get $1,000 off a new 2024 golf cart at EasyGo.com. One more time, that's $1,000 off with code BARSTOOL at EasyGo.com when you request a quote.
No, Maria, I want to be one too. I get it.
Not me.
Look how cool I am.
Not me. All right, well, that's it. We'll see you next week. It's on the retreat.